Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. And today, we release a doctrine that is not just science, not just law, but a covenant between nations. Because in an age where quantum power can dismantle entire systems in days, it takes a different kind of leadership to design for peace before the first line of code is ever compiled. This is not reaction. This is preparation. It is the QIIA, the Quantum Infrastructure Integrity Accord, and it is built to protect civilian life, preserve sovereign stability, and stop the next escalation before it begins. This is how we bring the world the first doctrine that pairs quantum innovation with biblical stewardship, Harvard law compliance, and MIT-grade engineering rigor. This is how we carry power, not to dominate, but to preserve. Let's be clear, this is not abstract policy. It is operational, measurable, and verifiable. Gel-based quantum matrix architecture, GBQMA, achieves an increase of 12.8 to 18.4% quantum coherence gain, elevating photonic and logic gate stability from probabilistic fluctuation to substrate-anchored determinism. This enables reproducible, room-temperature quantum logic in both civilian and classified compute stacks. The Radiological Containment and Shielding System, RCSS, achieves a 21 to 29% containment efficiency gain, extending nuclear survivability by 6.8 to 7.3 hours under full-spectrum radiological pressure. At Calvert Cliffs Nuclear Facility, that translates into 20.3 to 21.3 billion in projected 30-year savings through asset longevity, uninterrupted power generation, and reduced waste liability, fully compliant with TSCA and NEPA. It is a non-toxic, non-carcinogenic, and non-bioaccumulative. Without them, quantum logic collapses faster. Nuclear containment clocks run out before the hour is up, and the margin between crisis and catastrophe disappears. These are not theories. They are systems, built, modeled, and ready for deployment. The Accord establishes a treaty-backed mechanism for three things: post-quantum cryptographic interoperability, ensuring allies and agencies can protect and validate their data in a quantum-capable world; digital Geneva zones, civilian infrastructure that is off-limits to hostile decryption acts; verifiable breach arbitration, an enforceable framework where violations are proven, documented, and acted upon in lawful order. And the Onyx simulation, detailed in Table 44, shows why this matters. A first-use quantum decryption attack would trigger a six-phase collapse. From cryptographic breach at T0 to full economic severance by T0 to 144 hour. And that short span, power grids fail, markets fracture, and civilian communications go dark. The very foundations of stability gone before the world can react. Because the best defense is not the one that strikes the hardest. but the one that stops the strike from coming. RCSS adoption marks the most consequential defensive innovation in nuclear survivability since Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, and Fukushima forced the world to rewrite safety doctrine. In those moments, the clock ran out before safety could, and the cost was measured in lives, not just in megawatts. It doesn't just harden infrastructure, it extends the clock. Time for evacuation, time for decision, time for life. And when multiplied across allied nuclear facilities, the fiscal lift exceeds $20 billion in single-site savings, scalable into the hundreds of billions when adopted as a portfolio standard. This accord is fully aligned with sovereign law, environmental regulation, and international treaty harmonization. It stands in compliance with the Geneva Convention, the U.S. Constitution, and the environmental stewardship principles found in Scripture. Because when stewardship isn't optional, it's a command. When God entrusts you with power, you wield it to protect, to preserve, and bless future generations. From Taiwan to Eastern Europe, from the Sahel to Arctic trade routes, pressure points are multiplying. Until now, the world had no shared structure to simulate preservation before escalation. Without it, miscalculations grow faster. Alliances fracture under strain, and civilian protection becomes an afterthought instead of a priority. Now it does. The QIIA equips NATO, ASEAN, the AU, and the EU. It aligns with CENTCOM and joint peacekeeping exercises. It gives peace an operational grammar, one that leaders can use before the world reaches for war. Now, I wrote this for my daughters, Eva, Gianna, and for every child who deserves a future with fewer graves and more grace. Because without restraint, power drifts towards domination, and the next generation inherits not peace, but ruins of our indecision. This isn't about winning. It's about preserving. It's about encoding restraint into the very architecture of our most powerful technologies so that wisdom becomes law. You can read the full Quantum Infrastructure Integrity Accord right now on SSRN. See the link in the description. Because if we keep simulating war without ever simulating wisdom, we will build systems that can win battles but lose the peace. This is how we stop that cycle. This is how we replace fear with foresight and escalation with endurance. This is coherence as infrastructure. This is containment as covenant. This is how we keep the peace.